David, as a member of the Twitterati yourself, no doubt you'll be monitoring later what fans are saying about it. There's been positive reaction. There's been some where fans are saying, well, does this bring money immediately into the club as a traditional shirt sponsorship deal would do to fund transfers and that kind of thing?
The short answer is yes, it does. This is a commercial deal, the best commercial deal in terms of sponsorship that we've ever had. It will grow as more companies join Tullow Oil, because today we're issuing an invitation for other companies to join. And I'm sure that fans are asking, is there money in it? To which the answer is yes. And they'll also be asking, well, hang on, invest in Africa, yeah, but what about invest in Sunderland? And it's really important to use interviews like this and launches like this to say, in the modern world, investment in Africa is an opportunity for investment to bounce back into Sunderland and into the wider Northeast. And it was really important today to have leading local business people here at the launch saying, this is a big opportunity for wealth and jobs in our region as well as in the continent of Africa.
Because you will hear, you know, clubs often put out releases saying, you know, Tombola, for instance, have signed a deal with Sunderland for 4 years worth £6 million. Is there a figure that can be put on this at the moment of how much investment it's immediately bringing in, or is this purely long-term?
This is money for this season. It's the best deal in Sunderland's history, but we're not putting a figure on it because there are more companies that are going to join. And as more companies join, the benefits grow. So as and when we publish accounts and show the details of our finances, you'll see in more detail what this is bringing, but we're confident this is the best commercial deal in Sunderland's history.
And you mentioned, you know, the likes of Manchester United and so on. Is it a realistic aspiration to be as big a club as the, you know, the Manchester Uniteds, the Barcelonas, the types of clubs that have done this before? Could Sunderland be the next Barcelona in that sense?
I think you know enough about football, and your listeners know enough about football, that if I came on now and said, from this morning, we're in the same income bracket as Man U, you'd say, hang on, that's just not right. And it's important to keep saying, our annual turnover is about 75 million, Man U about 475 million. So let's be absolutely clear what that means in terms of not just buying players, but players' wages, the size of the squad, and the rest of it. But what this does do is take Sunderland a step up. We've gone from being a team where people were biting their nails about relegation in previous years to now being a team that is confident that it can compete with the best. We've got an absolutely top-class manager, and we're now putting in place more of the financial footing that can help us. I want to emphasise, it's not just a short-term fix. This is about long-term investment in relationships with businesses that can invest in the club, relationships with fans, and it's good that people will be talking about Sunderland, not just in Britain, but around the world.